Ready.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to show number 47. My name, all the way from Buffalo, New York, is Tim Pack. I sit next to me is
Warren Brosell.
Where are you from, Warren?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Why, nice shirt there, Warren.
You got it right.
We are one game away from the possibility of our two teams being in the Super Bowl. If that happens, that's going to be a total different show.
Of us having a Super Bowl Sunday special edition of Pub Table Racers.
There won't be much racing we'll be talking about.
Nothing about racing.
Someone's going to be crying and someone's going to be cheering. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. Tonight's show, we have Liz Prestella on. She is a NASCAR Cup Series mechanic, tire changer, and tire specialist. We're going to hear her story how she came from Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, to North Carolina, and a grit and determination. And she, along the way, to prove that she wanted to be in here, not prove, but to work, she worked at some oil change places. She has a great story. Warren, we're going to have her on in a minute. We got some news. Warren, why do we have a bucket of Miller High Life?
We have a bucket of Miller High Life in front of us because we like to drink beer. This is a good beer.
It's a good beer, in
our opinion.
It's the champagne of beers.
It is.
You know, I know that it says right here.
It says it right on it.
Exactly, and it's tasty.
Don't put it in orange juice.
No.
Don't make a good mimosa.
And we drink it because Bobby Allison is our friend.
Bobby Allison is our friend and hero.
Still a hero now as an adult. I have to drink because if I don't, someone sends him a message and says I'm a jerk.
I win with you.
Shocking. Uh-oh, first one of the day, like my dad smells like. Oh, can you tell? It is. Anyhow, hello, Marilyn from Akron. Christy's on.
It was Christy's birthday a couple
days. Yeah, that's right. Hey. Happy belated.
Yeah.
We baked the cake, but we couldn't find you, so we ate it. It was tasty, wasn't it? It was pretty good. Ice cream, chocolate. I hope you liked it. The garage shop, snarky times in the house. There we go. All right, we have some news to talk about. Before we get that, don't forget, folks, we have a YouTube channel. It's titled Pub Table Racers. So if you miss this, you go to YouTube, go to Pub Table Racers, and while you're there, hit the subscribe button. Because one, we'd appreciate it, and two, we're trying to build up like all the other channels out there. So
all the other YouTubers.
All the YouTubers, that these kids that are
bloggers,
whatever. We're just trying to be one of the cool kids, but we need your help to do it. All right, appreciate it.
Okay. Cool old men.
The auction winner of the
Austin Dillon.
We have
shoes.
The shoes and
one shoe and one glove,
both signed. As of right now, goes to Mark Young in Akron, New York. Thank you, Mark. We will be calling you to get the items to you.
It was in a nice little case, too.
Nice little
signed
case,
and everything.
But he's not going to get the case because
nice
he's got to ship the
presentation. Muscle. Okay.
So he can make his own case. So the money raised.
Make a case for that.
I was waiting you to say that. So the items are going to go up there. So appreciate it. And the money went to the MRO, which is like the church of NASCAR, and they've done, they do so much for so many people, and their business has been affected because they usually operate in the garage, and they can't get in there, so we're going to help them out because they benefit, they help so many people in our sport.
Sure.
Commercial time. This show is brought to you by Link Number and Patio Game Rooms each and every week. Go see Brad and JoJo there on Raleigh School Road.
For all your man cave needs.
Man cave needs, and ladies,
and
if you
outdoor.
Like bubble top hockey, they got that. And then they have all the outdoor furniture.
Outdoor furniture and patio needs.
Get that? I mean, it might be winter, but you're going to need that stuff.
And fire pits.
Fire pits, too. He has it all. Go check it out. And it's some great items and high quality, and they're going to last forever. So go check them out there. Also, the garage shop, Snarky Time, that's Aaron Brown, a good friend of ours. We work with him at DEI. And we... he's doing some really good stuff. We caught he has a documentary.
He's got some really cool stuff
he's
coming.
He's going big-time TV guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't ever win a Daytona 500 with him because you're going to stay out really, really late and have no idea where you are, I heard, like I did with him.
Probably Yaya's.
No, someplace in Daytona.
Oh, okay.
All I know is a lot of blue hair and smoke and grease. That's all I smell.
Perfect.
That's why I knew you were going to say that. What kind of place, man? It's a pump table place.
Oh, we're cops are here.
Also brought to you by RacingJunk.com. There you go, Warren. Do your Van White thing there. That's good. Buy, sell, trade. You see it right there. A lot of great things. They have anything and everything you pretty much need in racing or motorsports. They have it. They have cars, haulers, shops, apparel, parts, fenders.
Whatever.
Whatever you need. Just go get it there. And also on our website, go check out Torqued Clothing. Their logo's on there. Give them a click. Looks a little bit like that. And the owner's going to be on with us in a minute. And also Action Infinity Wear. If any action wear, sorry, our friend Kelly, she's does our koozies, which, by the way, folks, we have merchandise for sale on our website, and the black hats just came in. Warren, if you'd show those. Yep. So we got the black mesh. We're our friends at Stitch 98. So if you want to look cool at the track this year, or just...
all of our stuff makes really good...
gifts.
Birthday gifts. Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day. What a better thing to give your loved one than a pub table racer.
A tumbler or a shirt.
Or a float.
Or they could have that on. You could get it before the 500. They could wear it while they watch the Daytona.
And people are going to say,
Daytona 500.
Where did you get that? You look so cool. Yeah. That's it. So there we go.
Or you could just be torqued.
Which... probably will happen.
I'll be
for that big race. All right, we got a commercial in. All right, news. We have a lot to talk about.
News.
All right, I'm just going to go through. Start with a big one last week. I didn't see this one coming. I don't know who did. Trackhouse Racing Team announced that Pitbull was going to be one of their investors and owner. I was like, wow, where did that come from?
So I'm not up on all the new music stuff and what have you. Don't spit that out if I'm making you laugh. But I had to look this guy up. I'm like, what's Pitbull? And you know, when you type in Pitbull, it just shows you the dog thing.
Yeah.
And you have to write.
No, music.
You have to know Pitbull, the musician.
Huge, yeah.
And I didn't. It's good. Bring some new money in.
New money, new followers, and new influence in the whole thing. So got that going. Let's see. Front Row Motorsports announced today that Freight FR8 auction is going to commit to 6 races. For Michael McDowell, good to hear for them.
Yep, good for Michael.
Yep.
And, actually seen him at the dump a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
After Christmas, we're both throwing our junk away.
Sure.
There he was, you know.
Yeah.
He's got to go to the dump just like I do.
Sure.
But he had a way nicer truck than mine.
Of course. That's okay.
Yeah, it was a Ford.
So what was he throwing out? Like, you know, old
I think
car parts and fenders.
Michael's got a few kids. I think they all got big screen TVs.
Okay, because those
were
going.
Big screen TV boxes.
Nice. Perfect. So that's 6. Two items came out today. One I kind of knew about, one I didn't. Two former Daytona 500 champions announced that they're going to be in the Daytona 500 this year. Jamie McMurray won in 2010. Was it 2010? Yeah. And
Kevin Bowman Mannion.
That's right. He was a Chip. So he's going to run the 500 this year with Chip Ganassi prepared number 77.
Through Spy.
Another Daytona 500 champion from 1990.
Right.
The holy shit moment of all 500s, I think.
Dale hit a Pelican or something.
No, he hit a housing. Bell housing, they said. Whatever.
No, he hit a seagull.
Yeah.
Dale hit a seagull, went through the radiator or whatever.
All right, it was with the tire guy. Whatever. Blew the tire and turns 3 and 4, and Derek Cope.
The Purelator car, number 10.
That's right.
Watching it.
I was in Daytona.
I had money on that.
That's why you remember it. I was too broke to put money on it. Anyhow, so Derek Cope's coming back there too. And he's going to run for Rick Ware Racing as a charter, so he's guaranteed to make it.
Through his StarCom.
I don't know if StarCom's involved.
I thought I seen that StarCom's going to be on a car. Yeah. And that's Derek's people.
Okay.
He's, you know.
Sure.
Hey, I got a sponsor. Hey, I got a charter. Hey,
right. We're perfect. Going. That's good. And Main and Tail announced that they're coming back. Remember that one? They were with Derek at Bobby Allison Racing.
Right.
Yeah. What else we got? New team announced today. Xfinity Series, another new team. Big Machine Label Group, which is music. Tim McGraw. Florida Georgia Line,
okay.
a couple groups.
Country and Western.
Yes. Also, Big Machine Vodka. Well, they announced today that Big Machine Racing Team started. And
have you ever had Big Machine Vodka?
Not that I recall, but
I've even seen it in ABC.
It's something 25 times.
I'm not sure.
And they sponsored the Indy 500.
Yeah.
So that's good. So they got that. And Buford's going to be the driver. Road racers raced a couple Xfinity races, so they're full time, and it'll be headed up by Patrick Donahue, crew chief, through the sport for a while. Blaine Perkins joins R Motorsports for part time endeavor. For the team, Vinny Miller to drive for Xfinity with BJ McLeod Motorsports. Now BJ is doing all kinds of stuff this year.
Yeah,
between the Cup team
they're
and all
really
that.
Expanding that whole deal.
Oh, I mean, I hope all these stick around because we've been through the Bobby Gins, the Furniture Rose.
It's really good for our sport to have all these new faces coming in.
And to top it off, the Chili Bowl took place this weekend. The Golden Driller goes to Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He won like 35 or 50 races.
He did back to back.
Something ridiculous in that series. Yeah.
Everything on dirt. He was just phenomenal. And Christopher Bell was chasing him down, but he caught the cushion and rolled over four times. It was
hit a pelican, maybe.
Maybe hit a seagull or some bell housing. And that's all. That's
I'm
all we got.
Up after that, I thought he hit a. I thought Dale hit a bird. You're saying he hit a car parked.
Yeah.
All right.
I did a lot of tours around that place, so that's the story they told me. So I went with it.
All right.
We'll see. But that shredded tire is sitting there in the museum.
That Dale hit
the tire that blew up that kept him from the 500.
Was there treads on it?
It was shred. It was the real tire. I'm not going to. They say, hey, that's the tire. That's it. Chocolate says it's the tire. It's the tire to me. Got it.
Oh, you did a tour with Chocolate?
Well, he took me around one time, and then I learned all I could from him. Of course, his story.
I can call him right now.
His stories. I could too. His stories and my stories, because I used to
wrestle bears and stuff.
It took me 2 days to do the tour with him. I did it in 15, 20 minutes. Rich Bickle, our buddy.
Yeah.
Arca Test this past week. On Friday, he was ninth fastest on the chart. And on Saturday, he was 14th. At one point, there were six. He said the car was really good. Got some adjustments to make, but he'll go back for the race on Saturday the 13th in February.
Yeah, it's all about the suck-up.
The suck-up. At least a lot of guys said they're having trouble with cars sucking up. And this weekend is at Showtime Speedway, Super Late Model, in Clearwater, Florida. So, shall we?
Shall we?
Ladies and gentlemen, our guests tonight, live here in Pub Table Racers, comes to us with a lot of great credentials. Please take your seat with us. She is a tire specialist. She is a full-time mechanic and also has been a tire changer and a lot of great things in the sport to get where she is today. She also owns her own clothing line, Torqued, especially for females. And also, I found out tonight, I did not know there was a men's line involved too. That's very good. Liz Prostello, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for being here, Liz.
Now, Liz has water.
Liz has her drink.
So we have to cheers. That's the rule.
Show them your muscles, Liz, because you changed tires. The girls got to know what they got to do. Look at that.
We got a tat involved,
too. Messing around.
It's good.
Liz likes a little bit of ink.
That's good. Cool. Nothing wrong. That's
we
all
like
good.
That.
Liz, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for being with us tonight. And so tell us, how does a girl from South Lake Tahoe end up in North Carolina in the NASCAR Cup garage?
I'm the youngest of three girls, and when my mom was doing sports and activities with my two sisters, I would hang out with my dad. And my dad's car guy. We grew up growing up, so morphed into I wanted to follow what my dad did.
Okay.
So, do you remember what race sticks in your head that you watched your dad that, because I always say there's a defining moment for almost all of us that said, I got to do this.
Right.
The first race I went to in person, I was 12 and it was Fontana.
Okay.
Which Fontana's a different track.
Yeah.
We were like, well, that's an easy one. It was when you could take a train to the track.
All right.
So we got on the train, we went, we watched the race, got home, and but like,
do you remember who won?
No.
But you won.
It was a long time ago.
So you were 12 at Fontana. I was at the inaugural Fontana race. I was in my 30s, so we'll just leave that there. But
it was 21 years ago.
Okay. So it might have been close to that. That's close to the inaugural one. It's got to be right around there.
Okay.
All right. But
so,
great.
So you go to the race. Okay. So you got
walking involved. In, just seeing it all. And then the next year we started going to Vegas. And Vegas was like our go-to because it's a fun place to go. My dad liked the track.
Sure.
And so that was like our first whole family thing. And walking in and just seeing the track and experiencing it all just got me hooked on it.
Okay.
And then I learned how to work on cars when I turned 15, which... It went downhill.
No, it went uphill from there.
Yeah.
Well, so how did you learn to work on cars?
My dad taught me, and I took auto shop in high school. By senior year, I had 3 auto shop classes for the year.
Very nice.
Nice.
Which, you know, unless you... Here's what's going on, you know, and I'm just not political, but you have to want to almost do these shop classes now. Yep. They're not that available at the schools right. that we have. Was it, that being available at your school, you're probably like, oh, that's really cool. I'm gonna yeah. do that, you know? Because that, I took shop classes when I was growing up just because it was easy for me. I was like, welding, God, that's an easy, I'm gonna do a welding, I'm gonna do a machine job. I'm gonna, you know, right. granted, it helps you get along.
With I took theater. Go ahead. Don't. Go ahead. Anyhow.
That that's what meant.
And that's what we're here for, everybody. Anyhow.
All right. So you, but anyways, Liz, I'm sorry.
Your interest in
cars was big.
Right.
Yeah.
So at what point did you say, look, I want to be involved with this as a career?
I remember auto shop, that when you walked in, like, it was more of an older building in our high school, but when you walked in, there's a big poster of senior.
Oh,
like,
really?
Right where all the big blocks were.
The guy behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we first started with Briggs & Dratton Motors,
yeah.
and it was the first group to get one running, was, like, the best of the class.
Okay.
My partner moved halfway through the teardown, and I was still the first person to get my motor running, which I felt pretty accomplished by because I tore it down, built it, everything by myself. And then once I finished that, I moved on to rebuilding a big block. Those okay. didn't run because they were donated.
Right.
But we built them next to the big poster of senior.
Got it.
And it's like, just doing that, I'm like, I want to go work in racing.
And so here's what's awesome. And Liz never had a chance to meet him like our other guests. But this is her Dale Earnhardt Senior story.
Right.
Yeah.
This is her Dale story. Everybody's got one somehow, some way. Right. However it works out. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So you're keeping the streak alive.
Yeah.
Got it. What's up, Bender?
Hi, Bender.
Yeah. One of your fellow,
say hi to Jimmy.
One of your fellow tire people's here. So during those high school classes, were there other females there, or was there?
There was about 2 in each class.
Okay.
And by my junior year, I was actually a teacher's assistant for the small engines class, so
right.
I was able to help a couple of girls that were in there, teach them how to dismount tires, how to work on the motors,
right.
and since I was like the teacher's favorite because of my work ethic,
sure.
I would always work on the other teachers' cars, because the
it.
Teachers would bring us cars and be like, it's broken, fix it. So like, there's one.
They use the shop class to do that.
Yeah.
Nice.
One of our teachers, he had to drove an old Ford Explorer. Well, their battery cables are about 20 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
They run down and under and along the frame, around the oil pan. They're not fun. I was the one responsible for doing it. So I ended up missing my second class of the day because I was still finishing his car.
Got it. Did you write you a note?
Right. Yes.
That's good.
We used to call them exploders. Ford Explorers.
Good. Scott Daniels says hi. Hey, Bickle's on.
What's up, Bickle?
All right, Bickle. There you go. So you're there, you're in Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe. Where did the racing part come in?
About 16. I was like, I just started doing more and more in auto shop, and I was like, Dad, I want to move to North Carolina and work in racing. My dad's like...
At 16, you're telling
me? Yeah.
Okay.
My dad's like, well, we'll see, because I'm the youngest of 3 girls. He has no sons, so...
And you're the youngest?
Yes. Right.
Okay.
He had 4 girls. He had 3 girls in 4 years, so it was a little rough for the teenage years.
Got it.
But I was just like, well, I want to do this. And he was like, well, we'll see. So I started looking more into vocational schools and looking at the options and looking at what my possibilities are. And by the time I was 17, I was like, well, we're going to go take a trip to North Carolina. We're going to see the area, figure out where we want you to live. I worked 3 jobs my senior year just to move myself out.
Wow.
So.
What did you do? What are the 3 jobs?
I worked in receptionist and eye doctor.
Got it.
I rented boats. Because
boats, okay, got it.
Lake Tahoe
is a big boat place, and then I was.
I got a lake over here. You need a boat? Boom, done.
And I did maintenance and bellhop at a timeshare on Friday.
Really?
So I worked pretty much 7 days a week, and I played year-round soccer.
Because you were determined to get yourself to North Carolina.
Yeah, and we shipped my car out here. We shipped 13 boxes out here, and then we bought whatever furniture we needed when I got here.
So where did you when
and
you first
were how old?
I was 18. It was 2 months after I turned 18.
Okay.
We
you were all in.
You were all in.
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents flew me out here. We had shipped everything a couple weeks prior. And within a day of me being here, all my boxes showed up.
Right.
And then my car showed up the next day. So before my parents left, I was completely set up in my apartment.
So did you go to NASCAR Tech or did you go all in just...
I went to NASCAR Tech.
You did. And I don't, you know, I don't ever...
There's mixed reviews about it, but I went through there, got the vocational, I worked at dealerships, I changed oil, and then I started as an intern on a truck team. So I worked my way up. I didn't go drop my resume at a cup shop and be like, I know what I'm doing.
Right. And I know a lot of guys I work with that went there and they're great. They're great mechanics.
It was a great value.
I do not diss that place at all.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I say about it is that sometimes the kids think right away that they go to that school that they're going to be on a team.
Yeah.
And you know from your experience,
that
no, you got to work your tail off.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so you moved here, you went to NASCAR Tech, and you were working at dealerships?
I worked at Jiffy Lube for 2 years, changing oil.
Which one on 150? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there for 2 years changing oil, then moved to Asheville. I was in talks with a guy that owned an engine shop there, so he wanted me to go there and help him. Ended up closing the engine shop by the time I moved up there, so I worked at Speedy Oil Change up there for 8 months, and then I moved back here and worked at Randy Marion for another 2 years.
Changing oil?
I was actually a service advisor.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I worked at every single location. I started at Subaru, went to Chevy, went to Hickory, went back to Chevy.
So you must have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during those times, like you're at the oil change and the Jiffy Lube and that, in the back of your mind, you're like, this isn't what I really want to do, but you're doing what you had to do to get where you
are. How old are you about now when all this is going down?
I was 20.
Okay. All right. So you've put in your hard work.
Well, I started at Jennifer Joe's when I was 22.
Okay. So that's my next question. Yeah. So where did the racing...
That's your first, right?
Yeah.
So Jennifer Joe Cobb.
My husband at the time, I looked at him, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to work at a dealership. I don't want to sit at a desk. Like, this isn't what I've moved here for.
Right.
So I quit my job at the dealership, and I just started sending out resumes after resumes to any team I could find an email for, drop them off at any shop I could, started ARCA Truck, and Jen emailed me back. She's like, I want you to come meet my crew chief. Can you be there today? I emailed her. I was like, okay, tell me where to go, and I'll be there right now.
Right.
And I talked to him. He's like, all right, just come intern, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
And who was the crew chief at the time?
Steve Kirkendall.
Okay, got it.
And so I started, and I was 3-4 days a week. I was doing everything, cutting sides off the trucks, helping put seats in, cleaning the trucks underneath them, decaling.
Yeah, perfect.
Anything they needed.
I like to call that you were a roofer.
Yeah.
Everything.
From the roof down.
Yeah, you did,
Because and that's the best way to learn in this sport is to go in like that and just, what do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want. And whether it's waxing it, cleaning it, taking something apart, maybe they won't let you put it back together, but at least you got to take it apart. You will know how to put it back together when you're done. And that's what a lot of kids don't understand that you got to do. You're not going to be...
Just walk in.
Yeah, you're not going to walk in and be Paul Wolf crew chief.
No.
You know what I mean? Paul Wolf has to do all this stuff just like, you know, Liz. Yeah.
So, by the end of the year, I was actually helping lash engines.
Okay.
So I dove all the way in.
Right.
So, and this is this was Jennifer Joe, who has given so many people opportunities and breaks, even though it was an intern.
Yeah.
But you
knew. We actually had her on.
Yeah, she was a guest. Here she sat where you did. And she's been very good about that, and she knows that someone had to give her a break.
Yeah.
And if she can help someone else out, and there's other people that I know even on like the PR and the office part of it that she's helped out too. So you're in with her now, and you're there how long?
2 months before she hired me on full time.
Got it.
I had went to my first race, which was Martinsville, and by the end of Martinsville, she was like, I'm gonna hire you on full time, you know, in a couple weeks. In Martinsville, we're sitting there waiting for the hauler to come in, so we're all just hanging out waiting to load the hauler up because Martinsville, the trucks don't park inside.
Right.
They park up on the hill.
Yeah. That's right,
So we're just hanging out waiting. She's like, yeah, I'll hire you on in a couple weeks. I like how you work. You're good. This is going to be great. And I was there for a little over a year and a half.
Good.
And
good work ethic.
Yeah.
And you learn
That's all it takes to
and you learn
be successful in a sport. Yeah. You hard work pays off in a sport.
And I actually started changing tires with her.
So that was my next question. So where did so you worked on everything, you said you're lashing engines, all stuff. Now where's the tire, where does the over the wall part come in?
Like halfway through the year, hired a tire changer. They had everyone in-house except for a tire changer. Mm-hmm. They only had one, so they were like, well, just start practicing on mm-hmm. your own. So we'd stay late after work, me and one of the guys. We'd roll a truck outside, right. and we would just practice. And he would work with me, and we'd figure out how I was doing, and then...
So you had a carrier, working with... Right. You had a guy, a carrier, did you just leave it up, jacked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
We would start it out that way, and then, like, he would just practice, like, getting me around the truck, yep. and the movements I needed to do, and make sure I could hit 5 lug nuts.
Yep.
And then...
5 on, 5 off, that's all it takes.
It was Kentucky of that.
If you could count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hit them like that, you're going to be a pretty good tire changer.
Right.
If you go, what are you going to
ride? Right.
Three of them are tight. Yeah.
Right.
So it was Kentucky of that year. Like, I had been bringing my helmet when they were just waiting for the time to say, all right, you're going to go over the wall.
You're in.
So you're like the backup quarterback. You're ready to go. Okay, got it.
And so they threw me in, and the first stop was a little bit rough because.
So, all right, tell me. So it's now it's live. It's a race, and the Jennifer Joe's driving towards you.
Yeah.
I was doing rears because. I wasn't a fan of jumping in front of the car.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're going fast and they might not stop.
Got it. So you're up on the wall and do you remember what emotions and what you're thinking of?
Butterflies, right?
I was counting to 5 just to remember count to 5.
Okay,
so
got
when
it.
I hit the lug nuts, I'm only hitting 5.
That's good.
And my carrier, he knew that I was nervous, so he had his hand on my back. And when it was time for me to jump, he pushed. That way he knew I was going to jump at the right time and that I wasn't just going to stay on the wall.
Okay, got
it. But you're still a nervous wreck. The first time you go over a wall, you're a nervous wreck.
It's deer in headlights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to get the first stop out of the way, and then after that, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, you want to throw up a little bit. You might even in your mouth.
Sure.
And then, like, the first 10 laps they're out there, you're like, all right, no loose wheels. Like, you dread hearing vibration.
Yeah, because you can complete it, and you think, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then you wait to hear. Yeah. I did a...
what you want to hear is, you know... The front guy come over and say, oh, I beat you by 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he come, right front's loose. You beat me by 2 seconds, but mine are tight.
Mine are on.
How'd that work out for you?
So you did the first stop, and then little by little became more and more comfortable.
And within a couple races, I was actually beating the guy that had been changing tires the whole time.
Perfect. See, there you go. So as a female, how are you received by others in the garage? I know the guys and people on your team, you become just part of the team.
Yeah. Once they get to know me and they see how I work, it's normal. But every person in the garage has the same reservations, guy or girl.
Yeah.
When someone new comes in, they want to see how they work before they can decide how they're going to perceive them. Because they might just be there for the cameras, for the media, or they're going to be there to get down and dirty and get covered in oil and gear oil and everything else under the sun. And that's how a lot of people, once they saw that I was all in, I didn't care, I'd be come out with grease all over my face, and they're like, okay, you're one of us. We're good.
Perfect. Okay, so you're at Jennifer Joe's, and then from there you go to?
I went to Excalibur Pit School, and I trained there as a tire changer, so I was doing a lot of one-offs, being a road mechanic and changing tires for a lot of teams for the rest of that year. And then I went to Derek Cook beginning of the next year, and I helped on his Xfinity car.
Gotcha.
Jay Robinson used to jack Derek's Xfinity car.
Yeah.
That's right, he did, Team owner.
Yeah.
So he would come over and jack, and that's how Jay met me, because I was working on Derek's car, and I was changing tires, and Jay was like, asking me, well, what do you do, how do you, what are the things you can do in this car? After a couple races, he was like, hey, can you come change tires on the cup car? And I was like, sure. Like, as long as Derek's okay with it, whatever. And so I did that for 2 weeks. Then he was like, well, we need a tire person. So,
Let's go back. You're now you're pitting a cup car.
Yeah.
So that first stop, it's a cup car. I mean, it's like, you know, baseball, you're playing in the major leagues.
Right.
So what is your thoughts going into that?
So I want to ask.
Sure.
As far as females go, do you know where tire?
No.
Probably
like the 6th or 7th.
Oh, really? Okay.
Top 10.
Yeah. Top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10. We got it.
Lady tire
We bring
changers.
You nothing but the top.
Pub table racers,
top
10.
That's
it. Female when I was tire changing tires, I was one of the faster ones at the time.
Okay.
There was only about 3 of us when I changed tires, and I was an average 13-second tire changer.
All right.
Okay.
So I was pretty high up there without using clutch gun.
Without the million-dollar gun.
The clutch guns give you a big advantage when changing tires.
Okay. So now you're at
you're doing the cup, so now you're helping out with Jay Robinson.
Yeah, and Joni Machek.
Joni Machek. So, from a driver standpoint, they're like, I have a female tire change. I don't mean this in a bad way.
Yeah, it was Bristol when it was raining.
Okay.
And he didn't know anything about it. And it was rain delayed, right. Then we went racing, and then it rained midway through the race.
Yep.
And they didn't have fire suit to fit me, so it was relatively baggy on me.
Okay.
And like, we're midway through the race, we get rain delayed, we go back to the hallway to get snacks, and he's sitting back there eating, he just kind of looks like, who are you? Like, I'm in the fire suit to match everyone else, and right. I was like...
I run into that too. Whenever I had to wear a fire suit that wasn't mine, fit for me,
yeah.
It's like, really? I gotta wear this?
I'm
shorty 240, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta, put zip ties on my legs, and...
So Joe says, who are you? And then you told him. And
then he was like, oh, okay. And he just went back to eating.
Perfect.
Didn't fade.
No, that's good. All right, so real quick,
I was just changing tires, and it was like the first 5 races of that year.
Right.
And then Jay was like, well, I need a tire person. I'm short a mechanic on there. Can you come over and do this?
Right.
So they taught me how to do tires.
I'm going to say, let's call this a tire specialist.
Right.
Because a tire person... for some of our viewers, they don't know what the tire specialist does for a living. They measure them. When the cars come in a run, they got to do durometer. They got to do wear. They got about 7 things they got to do after the car comes in off the track. Right. So it's not just a tire person. It's not just someone
tire specialist.
Who gets tires.
Tire special. We dub the tire special.
It's a lot of work with tire specialists
right.
do is a lot of in it throughout the weekend.
Yes,
that's a tough job.
There's not a lot of people that want to do it.
That's not a lot of people that want. I don't want to do it.
It's heavy tires. You have to lug around and.
Bender chimes in. He says, "I counted 8 lug nuts some days."
Shocking! Shocking, Jim.
And explain the love. There you go.
Well, you hung over a little bit.
No. There's some other comments I'm going to dig down in there. So now you become a tire specialist, and you are... So your job entails...
I was doing everything with the tires, and then I would also help them wrap the cars.
Okay.
And
so you're still doing...
track whenever they need mechanical...
Right. Put the vinyl on, she
right.
said.
Yeah.
Vinyl. So this is kind of a lesson. If anybody out there is looking to get in, male or female, you just don't show up and go, this is all I do.
Right.
Because the minute you do that, you're like, well, we need more than that from you. And Liz here
especially
is...
Especially on the lower... On the,
yeah. Right.
On starting the, from the beginning.
Right, or the financially challenged teams, which is, in fact... But your grit and determination and the stuff that you did, the tire, the oil change places, the dealerships, you never gave up and you just kept going. I give you a lot of credit for all you've done.
I do. I want to say this too, because when I got here in 97, I was building pit equipment. And at one point in time, I'm like, God, this is the biggest mistake of my life. I'm this ain't gonna happen. Did that go through your head? Like,
I've had enough.
Oh man, I'm just gonna go back home with my tail between my legs. Because I think I had that thought.
Sure,
you know, and for whatever reason, something happened, and you move on and get a good deal. Right. So did that happen to you?
When I was changing oil, I was kind of like that. I was like, because I had been doing it for so long, and I was just, changing oil is not fun.
No,
like,
I did it.
People underestimate what it's like to actually work in a quick loop. Those cars, you've usually been running for 15, 20 minutes. You have to open the hood. It's scalding under there. The oil's scalding. And at most quick loops, you have to keep the doors open during the summer. So if it's 120 degrees out, those doors are still open. There's no air conditioning.
Right.
It's a very brutal job, and even during the winter when it's 20 degrees out, those doors have to stay open.
Yeah.
So you just wear extra layers.
But you stuck with it though, and
you unscrew an oil filter,
and it goes.
You ain't stopping it.
Right.
You're gonna get hot. You're gonna get the scalding hot oil on you.
I've read about it.
And then you gotta take the filter and go and put it in the funnel thing that you got. I worked on a lube rack when I was in my 20s, 19. I don't know.
All right, so now we're catching up. So.
Then I change wagon wheels.
I knew that was going somewhere. I didn't say a word. I'm like, he's going somewhere with this.
That horse, that damn horse, getting underneath them.
Oh my god. Anyhow. All right, so now we're caught up to your now, and then you got into the Cup Series. Now yeah. You're in the Cup Series.
Yeah.
And you went then you ended up at GTG Doherty Racing, right?
I went to Tommy Baldwin's in
Tommy
between.
Baldwin, okay, good guy.
Tommy kind of asked Jay to if he could hire me.
Sure.
It was kind of a weird situation. I was at Charlotte, went to go talk to Jay.
Right.
And Tommy was in the middle of discussion, and I was just waiting. Tommy's like, so I just asked if I could hire you, so find me later. I'm like, what?
Right, do I have a say in this?
Like,
yeah,
what
right.
just happened? Yeah. Like, I didn't know what was right. going on.
So you weren't really a, you know, I worked with a lot of guys that are team jumpers because they're looking for more money or whatever. You actually had someone, the person you were working for, if they could take yeah. you.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Right.
Because Tommy that, and Jay are really good friends.
Yes.
They might bicker, but they go way back.
But that's good. That should give you a really good vote of confidence yeah. about
sure. these are team owners.
You know, how good you're right. doing. Right.
Good. And okay. I was there with Bowman, and then I was there with Regan, and right. then Baldwin shut down at the end of that year with Regan. And from there, I went to JTG with the 37 when they started the 37.
Okay, that's right. So then you were there, and then...
I was there for 3 years.
Good job. Yeah.
And then from there, I went to Gaunt Brothers.
Okay. So,
with Daniel last year.
Okay, so Gaunt Brothers is... now, this year, they're on a part-time schedule.
Yes.
So we just found out today that Ty Dillon is going to run the 500.
Yep. Yeah.
So you got that going. And,
and a lot of people ask me... if I know stuff, Marty doesn't tell us anything until the press release is about to go out.
Really?
So when people are emailing me and texting me, right. it's like, I don't know anything until 5 minutes before everyone else
yeah.
does.
Smart, that's smart on that part.
I get that too. You know, people, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on? Right. You know, we get it. We'll get sure. I'll get an email right before the press yep. release
so
goes out.
When I was at RCR, Director of Corporate Communications, we would put it out 10 minutes beforehand. So the company knew, and then we release it to
right.
everyone else because
yeah.
people want to know, like, oh, we're the last to find out. Well, we told you 10 minutes ago. Well, I didn't find out later. Well, I can't, but
yeah.
but you want to, because they take ownership. What's
well,
going.
And the bottom line is they don't want me giving a press release, you know? Oh, we're going to do this, you know? What?
Like Marty
but Roger's right. going to go, what?
There was some moles in there, and boy, if we could have
found well, out. Well, and, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was, there was a guy we had at DEI, I call him Bertsky, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
She's like Jaysky.
All right, real quick, if anybody has any questions here for Liz, it's the time to ask them. If you have anything you want to know about anything, hey, Anthony, some Mark Brozowitz on here. You know that guy?
That's my brother.
I know that. He says, go Packers.
You damn right.
Darn right. And, Scott Daniels on says, hi, Tim Sheets says, don't get me started on clutch guns. Yeah.
Changing too.
Sheets did?
Yeah.
Nice. I gotta, what's your favorite track?
Yes, Mike, 30 minutes before you'll be good too.
I like Dover as the history of the track.
Okay.
But because the tires go
yeah, oh yeah,
so
oh, I had to go up that hill.
Yeah. Front,
I had to go up that hill.
We run stacks of 4-high tires,
and it's
5
gravel.
High tires.
Yeah.
And they're 65 pounds a piece. I'm 5'5"-ish.
I'm 5'6" ish.
So it's like you drop it down, you football run up.
Yeah,
hill.
In the gravel.
Yeah.
I'm almost busting my ass going up that hill too, Liz. Don't
you almost busted?
Probably seen me. You're like, Jesus, what?
You almost busted your ass a
lot. Trying to get up them tires up that hill on a trotter track.
I remember the one time you fell off a bar stool. I'm kidding, you didn't.
I didn't hit my head.
That time, I'm kidding.
But I like Vegas too, just because that's the family track that
right.
I
right.
went to.
You consider that your home track.
Yeah.
Because right.
okay. okay. there's not really any tracks in.
I like Vegas because it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's a great.
It's good
got
time.
A couple wins here.
What?
Good mm-hmm. couple wins here.
Yeah. And the garage is very.
Not driving.
It's right. good for the fans too.
Yes, it is. Yep. You know, Vegas is that
it's
the
got,
bubble.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're in this fishbowl, we call it.
Yep. The only time I don't like it is when they're banging on the top window during practice,
yeah, like
trying
to
get your attention.
Yeah, why do they do that?
It usually scares us.
Yeah, a lot of guys want your autograph and stuff.
Right.
They usually
really?
Want something from the driver.
Oh.
Or like they'll be like, can I have that tire? And it's like, we're all working and like concentrating. Oh, right. And all of a sudden we hear someone slamming on the window. And we all jump. We're like,
what's that?
What's going
yeah.
on? Like, did something just blow up? Like,
yep.
Right.
And it's usually because they want our attention.
Did the dude on stilts fall over?
All the performers they have.
Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
So now let's get to, so you're working away and you talked about, you know, headwear layers and everything. So you noticed a need for clothing for females that work in motorsports.
Yes.
So and that became?
Torque Clothing.
Okay.
I started the production side of it in 2017.
Okay.
But I came up with the idea 10 years ago. It just, the funding has to be there before you can create the product.
Right, right.
So I started with, all right, what do we need? Because mm-hmm. when I got into racing, I was like, there's got to be someone in this vast sport that knows where I can find pants that work for working on cars.
Right.
Right.
Like, it's a massive network that we should have something. And they were like, well, we've got 5'11 pants that are very expensive, and they're military tactical pants.
Right.
So they work, but they don't have double knees. They've got...
Yeah.
like magazine pockets that aren't very convenient mm-hmm. fitting
right.
stuff in.
Obviously men and women don't have the same body
yeah.
physique and build, and Liz is trying to be more
proactive
and fit and finish for the ladies when that come into our sport. And your stuff is awesome. I looked at your website, you know, before mm-hmm. the show. You got some really, really cool stuff. I like the, it's almost like a, some of it's like almost like a, I'll say a Jesse James mm-hmm. or a rockabilly or a,
mm-hmm. right.
The style.
Yeah.
You know, which it's really cool stuff. It's neat stuff. I mean, everything. Sure. So
we always do something different with our photo shoots.
Right.
So like my first one was with everyone knows Bulldog Customs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Justin. I used his truck in
Pop
Cart
really?
Shop.
Oh, good.
For the first ever photo shoot we
Perfect.
Did. And then another one I used Pop Cart's brother's Nova.
Mm-hmm. Pop Cart's Tim Sheets.
Yeah.
Another former guest we did. Yeah. It's all set in time.
And did Potter do that?
Potter's done every single one.
Didn't Justin? Yes. Justin Potter.
He does every photo shoot I ever need.
Okay. And he's a great kid.
He's a fabricator at Stewart House.
Stewart House.
Perfect. Now, you have some items here while we're talking.
Yeah, let's show us what you have.
So from the time you said, I'm going to do this, to the time your first product came out, how long was that?
It was about a year and a half for the pants.
It's a lot of patience.
Okay.
So what makes your pants different than other pants?
They are made for women.
Okay.
Right.
And I've had a lot of guys say they feel like the old Oakley pants.
Okay.
So these are the pants you guys can feel and tell me what you
think. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do feel like the old
Oakley pants.
That everyone apparently wants, but they don't make anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of stretch.
Way better than like a Dickie pants.
That's the logo there.
Yeah. That's one of our logos.
Okay.
Which you can find on all our gear.
So torqueclothing.com is where you want to go and check all this stuff out. So this is a full-blown commercial for it, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a full-blown commercial.
Exactly.
So if you're a lady and you're working on cars and you need something comfy,
right.
you need this gear.
Or if you just want to be cool.
Or if you just want to be cool at the racetrack with this stuff.
Like you can sit in the stands with it. Right?
Two pockets in the front.
Yep.
Which is similar to the 5'11 pants. They're just more efficient. Then we have the pen pocket.
Yep. They're going to be built for a woman's hips, not a man's.
Got to have a pen pocket.
And they have double knees, which no women's pants ever has had double knees in.
Right. Because of the work you do and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. I had a pair last me a year and a half. And
really?
I'm very brutal on my pants.
How much are those?
These are $65.
But they're worth it because they last a year and a half.
And plus the material.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And they've got elastic in them, so they've got the extra stretch.
A little stretchy.
And they're comfortable. I've worn them in the 120-degree Chicago weather and didn't pass out.
That's good.
And they actually have real back pockets.
That's good.
Which is massively. I can put my whole hand in there.
That's cool.
Or a big old phone.
Yeah.
Like everybody does.
Yeah.
Or your
most
notepad.
Girls' pants don't even have back
or your
pockets.
Chew. You don't put your chew in there, do you?
What else do you have? You have some, then you have some cool t-shirts and everything.
Those might fit Lopes.
Lopes, Rob. You want some? They won't fit better.
Then you got a Philly in the back. A Philly cheesesteak will fit right in that back pocket.
Hey, Tana, how you doing? Congrats on the new job. It's a hoodie, Tana. But thanks anyhow. Some of my Buffalo people chiming in here.
And I brought two men's shirts. This one is slightly inappropriate to some.
No, bring it.
But it's humorous.
Mechanic will always get a nut up.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, that's good.
You might need a torch.
That's good. So that
fire wrench.
Is this a?
Those are the men's ones. They're under the cranked tab.
Okay, so this is something I found out today.
Yeah.
So this is news here. So go what you have. Build it, race it,
wreck it,
repeat.
Oh.
Build it,
true.
What's the same?
True.
It just has the crank.
So cranked is the men's line.
Yeah.
So cranked to go with torque.
Yeah.
Those are nice t-shirts,
and
too.
Even has
and how much is one of those, Liz?
These are actually on sale for
$15. $15 on sale.
That ain't bad.
There you go.
That's $15. Cheaper than our stuff.
Yeah, ours are 15.
Oh, okay.
So we're no price wars here.
Yeah. And this is our new women's jacket. It's a really nice jacket with the logo.
It's all stitched.
Yeah.
And did you come up with that logo? Yeah. Is that your?
I designed
it. Oh, a lipstick and a wrench.
It's a fleece.
And it's got like a little sleeve pocket.
It is fleece.
Yeah.
Put your stuff in there. I like the good jackets.
He's playing with the chili peppers. The
jackets, I like the good ones.
Let's see the front of it.
It has a little Torque logo on it.
Look at this. And that is how much?
These ones are $60.
Yeah. It's worth it. For them.
Okay, we have questions from our viewers. Tom Beatty, our number one fan, we call him, from New Jersey. Liz, is there anything you challenge yourself to get better at during a race day?
Not getting frustrated when I get 8 air pressures in 5 seconds. Or when he gives me a set and then 2 laps later he gives me a set.
So, what you mean by that?
Yeah, because I know what you mean.
He'll get on the radio and he'll say, take half out of the left front, right rear. And then like a lap later, he'll be like, oh, take another half out. Or do this one and this, this one and that. Like he'll give me 15 different air pressures in a short period of time because something's going on with the car or the track's changing. And it sometimes will get frustrating because I'll write something down and it'll change it. And I'll get them all done. Then he'll change it again. So I'll have to go back and do them all. And
In layman's terms, what Liz is saying is the crew chief is screaming out numbers for air pressures. She's got to run up to the wall where the tires are on the wall. She's got to take her bottle. She's got to redo the pressure. She's done. She's did it.
Right.
All of a sudden, he comes back on the radio. She's got to run back up there again and undo it or redo it. And this is happening, you know, maybe 15, 20 seconds before the car's coming.
And you got to bob and weave over all the guys that are standing there that aren't listening to the radio, so they have no clue what I'm
doing. Get out of my way. Elbows, that's it.
And you're like, oh?
And there's hoses, and there's guns. Jack. There's equipment everywhere.
Oh, so Carrie.
It's an obstacle course while you're trying to do it, and then they don't know what you're doing, so it's like you're trying to get the tire out of your hand, and you're like, give me the tire.
Right.
Yeah. Liz is trying to do something, you know, really specific and instrumental here for
and very important too. Tire pressure.
Oh, stop!
Mongolian.
Me, Jack.
What else do you have?
I only pick on him, guys. You're okay.
This one is one of our more popular shirts.
What's it say? Make your own sandwich. I'll be in the garage. Make your own sandwich. I'll be in the garage. That's a big That's a.
I've told.
That's a kick. Yeah, can't get these nuts off.
All right.
I might have to have that one.
What's
give it to my wife.
This one's got
the flag. That's very good. Look, with your logo tied in.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I do all the designing on it.
You do.
Red just,
I design.
What can go better?
We have that long sleeve t-shirt and a quarter zip.
Okay. And a quarter zip.
Yeah.
That's a nice t-shirt too.
I'm a texture person. I don't buy clothes if I don't like how it feels.
Okay, I gotta feel good on you.
This one is because I've got more than my fair share of gear oil in my hair.
Yeah, okay. Love-hate relationship with gear oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
because when you have long hair like I do, and you get gear oil, put any heat in your hair for weeks, otherwise it smells like burnt gear oil.
And you know,
Tide wash that out?
I've watched you.
I use laundry soap.
Okay,
I've watched you through the years. Right. I think maybe in a ponytail
it's
once in a while.
It's usually a ponytail or like buns or braids.
I don't think I've seen you in a bun.
The past years I've been doing braids. I'm usually
going on?
Almost. It's borderline. Like, I'll be the first one that'll go under there if there's a problem. And since I'm smaller, if they don't want Jack the car all the way up, they'll be like, all right, you go under there. You squeeze in that tight little
sometimes
spot.
Sometimes you're on them teams that nobody else
you just got a really good compliment from a guy named Jack Healy. She should have worked for Alan Kulwicki.
Yeah.
With your work ethic and everything. That's
absolutely.
A pretty good compliment. That's pretty good.
Alan was a...
Yeah.
You had to work.
Yeah.
Now, did you have something special you want to announce tonight for our viewers, I think you said?
We are going to do a 20%
off. 20%
off. The viewers.
Okay.
Use code PUBTABLE.
PUBTABLE is the code.
Anything on our website.
Wow. 20% off, kids. Yeah. That's huge. Thank
you. And if you are local to Mooresville, Charlotte area, I can do local pickups.
Okay.
Just email me or message me before, and I'll give you the code
no
for
shipping.
Give you a code so you don't have to, and then I can meet you.
So, torquedclothing.com.
Yeah.
Use the code, 20% off.
Yeah.
Folks, we only bring you...
How much time we got left?
We have 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Found something.
What?
So, Clint Leatherwood, you know Clint?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does his online racing.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And he's tonight.
Tonight.
He's got our
Ultimate Truck Series.
He's got our
logos
our
on
logo
there.
On yep. on his truck. He's got it start in the back, but it's Talladega.
34th. He's out of 36.
It's yeah. Talladega. He right. says, I'm just going to ride around until the end. Now, Clint has worked for Joey and Brad, and, right. and he knows how to do this. Okay. Clint, get it done.
Get it done. And also our other racer, Lane yeah. Hughes, Farnsworth Hughes, she has, she's done another car design, and so she's racing as well. And she was 17th out of 5 the other day. It was a road course, I think it was, but so you know we're in the esports. We're cool. We're part of the iRacing.
I worked with Elaine at Jay's. I helped her wrap cars.
You did, really?
Yeah.
yeah. So Elaine is done. Elaine's a racer.
And she knows Clint.
You are her fire son.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Clint was a tire Clint specialist.
Leatherwood. Yeah.
Leatherwood.
So he was part of the tire pile.
But the tire pile.
Tire yeah. pile. No, it's a tire pile. That's a phrase. It's a garage phrase.
Well, we've also been called the tire mafia.
Yeah.
Because we're a very tight-knit group. When we Absolutely. Have the tires at the track, they're all at Goodyear in rows.
Right.
And we each have our designated rows, and we always have to work usually in the same area.
Right.
So we're like our own little posse. We all know each other. We have a group meet that we all talk
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
got it.
And I'm
you
usually
guys kind of work together.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm closer with most tire guys than I am with some of the crew members, just because we're always next to each right. other. We bring each other's water. If one of us needs help with something, the other one helps.
Who's
one
the tire mayor?
Mule.
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 Yeah, he is the president of the tire union.
So who was before that?
Lopes.
Lopes, Rob Lopes. Yeah. Lopes, you got to come on here sometime.
We'll get him on.
We're going to get him on.
We'll have to have a cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
Pie. You guys from pie. Pie. Yeah, pie. This is right. pie thing, yeah. The other day, he said,
Sundays are coming around.
Ice cream Sunday.
Yeah, it was great. Great post.
Lopes likes his food, which is fun. So, it was. And so, is there a tire mom?
That's Lisa.
Who's been doing this for
a really long time.
Long time.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say how long.
No, but she's phenomenal. And she's watched over.
Yeah, she works at Hendrick.
Hendrick,
yeah.
And she's been there. And the
Mary start, Craig smokes dad.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And it's just like you see her, like the first time, like, all of a sudden, I go, oh, what's she doing? Because where I come from, short tracks, not so much. But more and more, they are helping. But it just became like, then you hear about how she is as a person, the work she does, and everything.
Yeah, so, her work ethic.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I see Liz, and I follow what you've been doing and everything, then it becomes more normal. I mean, not that it's bad, but you know.
And you know, Lisa being probably the first.
Probably the first? Yeah. Yeah.
She's not like a... She's kind of petite.
Right.
You know?
But
she's tough. But she gets it done.
She gets it done.
You know? And it's... What she's done with her career is really good. She's always the Hendrick go-to. Like, your tire guy's thrown out.
Yeah, well, someone...
So we got some comments here for you. I love the jersey. Okay.
It's nice stuff, Diana.
Wayne Owens, Torque offers some of the coolest clothing coming from someone who had several of the shirts.
Yes.
Tom Bates says, sweet, I'll take 20% off. And people have been posting your link on there, so that's good. So 20% off for Pub Table Racers?
Yeah, Pub Table.
One of our best, biggest viewers. We love Tom.
He's bought everything but
Tom,
our...
Tom, check her stuff out. It's nice stuff, man.
Yeah, it's good. The material's
Buy awesome. Something for your wife.
Yeah, you can be cranked and she can be torqued and you guys can, you know...
Right.
Hang out.
Cranked and torqued.
And you can put on your fucking racers hat and put your stickers on some of the stuff. He's bought everything that we have so far, so it's kind
and
of
And we
good.
Do carry fire retardant gear as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay,
we
so...
We are a distributor.
One's on a team.
And they want something they can buy it from our site, which I brought a couple of things.
Okay, what do you have? But wait, there's more.
Yeah, but wait, there's more.
What do we have?
You'll be a fan of these because they're sleeves that are no melt, no drip.
Okay.
So they're like our regular mechanic sleeves that we wear to not burn ourselves.
Right,
here, I'll show them.
And these are no melt, no drip. So when you hit that scalding hot exhaust or you go to well.
Okay, so, you know, when you're on the road and you're mechanicking, you always wore a pair of these because you right. had a short sleeve shirt on.
Right.
And this will protect you from
yeah.
hot hot burns, pipes, right? Hot really? Rotors, hot.
It self extinguishes, you know, itself.
Yeah, you're still gonna burn the shit out of your fingers and your thumb, but you don't need all of that stuff. You need your forearm and anything else. He's turning into a hand puppet. Why does that not surprise me?
Back to the theater.
Those are nice. Yeah. And what makes them so special is?
I'm the distributor. It's for a group of moms. They started because they realized that females in drag racing didn't have any protective gear. So they started with sports bras and expanded.
Yeah.
Because there is not a fire retardant sports bra. So they're all no melt, no drip. 20-minute time on them.
Yeah.
So did you ever envision, you're working in the, I hate to go back, but the oil change places, and you're in the sport.
I was looking for a burn real quick.
You're in the sport, and now you have your own clothing line. Did you ever, like, just everything you've done envision, I mean, it's incredible.
I didn't think it would be like this. We're also getting ready to send stuff to Canada.
Canada?
Okay. They just bought a bunch of shirts to have in their store in Ontario.
Really?
Yeah, he runs Pro Sport Fan Shop.
Okay.
He also is involved with a couple tracks up there too.
Okay.
So we're expanding.
Hey, good. Maybe good we can you. Help. Maybe we should talk to him and get some our stuff in there. You could have yours, so we could have ours.
So Liz, hard work pays off, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And yeah. And consistent
and persistence.
Yeah.
And determination. Very good.
We're to know this.
My mom caught the joke. Emu. Remember the emu from the old.
Yeah.
The old TV show?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So she caught it, of course. That was a joke. Any advice, as we got a couple minutes here, any advice you want to give to anybody out there, maybe even like to the females that think, gee, I want to get in racing, but I don't know if there's a place for me? And you've
start
proved.
Small.
You've proved that there's a place for it. So start small.
Email ARC teams, truck teams, right. Late model teams, sprint car teams.
Work for free, maybe.
Drag racing teams. Yeah. One of my ambassadors is actually a clutch specialist for a Top Fuel car.
Okay.
And she's one of, there's a lot of females over on the drag racing side. Mm-hmm. So it's like, whatever your thing is, she didn't know until they offered her a job because she had a CDL.
It was just announced today that there's going to be an all female run and
IndyCar?
Yeah. I think the whole pit crew and really, I think the whole thing.
Friends over there.
You do?
The pants are actually in the IndyCar series.
Well, you know, when we were, when I knew we were having you on and that came out today, I was thinking about it. I'm like, Liz is going to go over there and jump ship and help them people out because she probably could bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
The head of Firestone, Car Adams, she actually wears my pants.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so
you're
an IndyCar. That's very good.
I did a wine and ornaments with a bunch of the IndyCar girls for Christmas through Car.
Okay.
Very good.
Nice.
Need some connection. So the advice is start small.
And learn everything.
Learn everything.
I can do every single thing on the car except for drive it because I'm a little too happy when it comes to dropping the clutch.
Gotcha.
So I tend to avoid that so I don't tear any clutches up.
Perfect. A little fabric ever?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
Fabric? Oh, yeah.
I love the fabric.
You do welding. I like it.
I need more practice on it because I only get to once
do.
A year.
I can't see anymore. Once you're 50, you can't see shit.
Body work. I do pretty much everything. I was the only one that took a box over the
roofer.
Off season.
Yeah, roof down.
So that's what I'm saying. So you need to make yourself available to do multiple things if you're going to, especially now when they've, you know, there's not as many
the way it's going.
Year,
yeah.
You need to say, okay, I can do this, this, and this, and I can also help with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm also the backup tire changer if someone ever goes down during the race because with the roster limits, we don't have spare pickup guys.
Oh, that's right, right, exactly.
So
that's
if
right.
tire changer goes down, I have a fire suit and a hauler that they'll go grab so I can go change tires.
Perfect. Helmet and everything, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Good gosh. Well, the bell tolls.
To whom the bell tolls. I'm taking the last beer out of the bucket.
Shocking, because you've never done that before. Liz, thank you so much for being on. We appreciate
thank you.
Great
story.
Toryclothing.com. Go on. 20% discount. Pub Table's the code.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed it. And you've been a great guest. And we got a lot of interest. And good luck to you this year. And we'll see you at the track. Shall we say it?
Hopefully I get to go. Yeah. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick. There you go. Good, everybody. We'll
say
see you next week.
Liz.
Thank you. Say goodnight, Liz. See you next week.
Say goodnight, Liz.
YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. Pub Table Racers. Hit the subscribe. We're also on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast, Breaker. I mean, just go check us out. Radio Public. So that's it. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you.
Wow. Hey, another great show. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching. And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show. Bucket of beer. Guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.